This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. The sun. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. I just, during that last break, got to run upstairs and see the kids, see that the Easter Bunny came. And I tell you, it was amazing to see my littlest. He's kind of understanding some things up there, and was like, the eyes of excitement make it all worth it. But it was pretty cool. I just went up and ran up there, and they were just so excited. It just I love seeing that stuff. Love seeing the enjoyment of my kids on any holiday. Anyways, let's talk some gardening. What's going on out there, obviously, is, you know, our weather has been all over the place. There's a possibility of some snow later this week, at least where I am. And, it's just, you just don't know when spring is really going to be here, right? When are we getting the real spring, right? Is it false spring? Is it fake spring? What's going on here? And that's what keeps happening to us, because we start getting ready, we start getting out there, we do some things, and then it just turns out to be sometimes just too early. Like I know a lot of the landscapers got out there, got some things started cleaning up, you know, some areas. I've seen a lot of commercial businesses be cleaned up, right? Those usually are the ones that get done early. And, you know, starting that process, you know, is it too early? I mean, for a commercial business that doesn't have a lot of plants, a lot of, trees and shrubs, no, I think it's fine. I think it's, one of those things where you got to get it done early. And I'd rather it be being done at a commercial property than a homeowner's place at this point, because that means we're leaving the mulch, we're leaving the compost, we're leaving the leaves a little bit longer in our yards to help those pollinators that are out there. So just something to keep in mind right now, because I feel as though it gets earlier and earlier each season. But it's not something, not something I have seen as bad this year. Obviously, like I said, a lot of landscapers are out there. They had the opportunity. You might as well. But I saw them more on commercial properties, which I feel is a little bit better, where we're letting some of the pollinators sit at home. You know, we're letting them get to develop into the next level. Get them to, I want to say germinate, but it's not germinate. It's can't think of the word. Either way, they're getting there to develop, right? The pollinators are lasting a little bit longer, so it's perfect. It's something that I want to push more and more. Anyways, now if you listen to us weekly, or some of our locations that you can hear us are on delays, want you to realize that we are here every Sunday. Every Sunday we are here from 6 to 10 a.m. Unless something comes up, even the holiday, I'm here. I'm live. But some of you have a tape delay. Is it a couple hours? Is it a week? It's kind of all over the place on some of these. But I want you to realize that I'm here every Sunday. I will give you a heads up. And knowing that, there's a tape delay with some of us that are over a week, I'll try to do it a couple weeks ahead of time. Right now, I don't foresee myself being out of the show for a while. I took enough time off in November and December. I want to be here for you guys and do everything I can to help with the garden, especially going into that, that next season. So just realize I'm here. I say this because if you hear me a week later, I don't want you to be like, oh, well, he's not there. No, I'm here. I am here every Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. So if you call and you're not, hearing me on the radio, that's okay. You will hear me at some point. You could also listen to us live every Sunday on our, you go to our website at paulparent.com. On the top of it, it'll say listen live and podcast. So you'll click on that button. Then a picture of my father and I will be right on the top where it'll say listen live. And then there'll be a picture of my father to listen to podcasts, listen to the old episodes. So you listen live, brings you right to the GCN network, and you can hear us every Sunday. Right? So no problems there. Or you can listen to some of the old shows. And I'll tell you, one of the things that happens is after the hour is done, it usually pops right up. The next one pops up. So we're there. So there are many ways to get to us. It's not just, right on the radio right away. Radio's great, right? You can change the station. You can listen to us. Hopefully you don't change the station. You enjoy the show and listen to some of the my dad jokes that I have here and there and the gardening tips. But we're here. I just want you all to realize that. So we're here every Sunday, again, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. And as I said, I don't foresee myself taking any time off at this point. If not, we'll give you some content. But just keep that in mind. And the phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are going to be here for another 3 hours. So plenty of time if you have some gardening questions. And no question is silly. I'm here to answer them and help you out. I don't want you to have to worry about some of the little things in the yard. I want you to be able to figure them out and be able to take care of them and move on to other things. I want to make gardening easy for you. I want you to be able to have these questions answered so you can then move on to more important things, like hanging out with family or relaxing, enjoying the weekends, right? These next couple months, we get real busy doing those things and we forget to do some of those things. And I want to be able to make it so it's easier for you to get to there. So something just to keep in mind. Now, things we can be doing today, well, we should be relaxing and hanging out with family. But if you got to get out in the garden, you can definitely be adding some organic material to the veggie garden. Whether it be, compost, chicken manure, any type of leaf compost or organic compost, cow manure, peat moss, any of those things. Additives to the soil with the veggie garden is huge. Doing that now, getting it waking the garden up is a good thing. We could also be adding, when we're adding those materials, some of that garden tone, right? So Spoma has the garden tone. Adding it to the soil that you're adding, any of that organic material, sprinkle it over. So when you do move it in or you do mix it in, it's there and warming up and getting ready for the season. You know, I find that doing something early is going to wake up those microbes. I don't think, and I don't foresee, you know, obviously it's going to get some cold temperatures when it comes to the snow that we might possibly have. But I don't think it's going to stick around. Temperatures are still in the 40s. I'm not seeing very low temperatures overnights. Maybe a couple towards next weekend. But from there, it seems like it's going to be good temperatures. I mean, we're looking at it's a long time from now, but the second weekend in April, we could hit some 70s. So keep it in mind. Anyways, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Looks like the sun's not coming out at the moment. It's cloudy. We're supposed to see it later. Hopefully not some rain, which will, I said this earlier, I don't know how many days, but I'm telling you, it feels like it's the first time in like forever that it's a back-to-back days on a weekend where it hasn't rained. I'm sure it's going to, you know, I should like knock on wood. I don't have real wood desk here, but you know what I mean. I don't want it to go bad on us, but that's what it feels like. But later on in the week, rainy, snowy, cold. So back to that, what it's already been. But still okay to do a little bit of that cleanup in the garden. Want you to maybe look at the veggie garden, do some cleanups there. Adding some good composts, manure, more soil, whichever, right? This is the time to do it. I think you need to really get into it early, get it ready, start waking everything up. The soil temperatures themselves are, they're starting to warm up. They're not, ideal, but they're getting there, right? They're starting to wake up for us. They're starting to, things are starting to move around out there. I mean, I said it earlier, I'm starting to see my forsythia really, the buds swelling up. They're getting ready. I don't think they're going to pop just yet, but with some warm temperatures, they're right around the corner. I'm looking at my rhododendrons that are out there and noticing that the rhododendrons are really, those buds are really looking good right now. I said it earlier, my Andromeda out there, it looks phenomenal right now. So many buds on there. I believe it's a mountain fire. I had because it usually has those the red leaves later on in the season. Was here when we bought the house, right? So I just can't remember. We have so many different random plants around. But things are waking up. Even my Montauk daisy in the backyard, it's got leaves popping up. So, very small, but they're opening up. They're getting ready as well. And so it's time. It's getting to the point where spring is here. I wanted to do it yesterday, didn't have a chance, but my Montauk daisy, it's time to cut back. Cut back to just a few inches, right? I always get nervous when I look at it and say, oh, man, it's got leaves. I don't want to cut it. I don't want to cut too bad. But do the right thing. I'm also going to, hopefully next weekend, be able to move it. I want to split it. This is the time to do that. Right? Get some of that pruning done. Get some of that splitting on some of our plants that we know that we're going to move and get them to different locations in the yard. When some of these things are dormant, right? This is a good time to do some pruning. I'd say I'd probably wait about another week to 10 days to 2 weeks to be pruning some roses. I was looking at my roses. I got the knockout roses. And you can see they're waking up and looking good. But I want to clean them up a little bit just to shape them. I know it's, they're ones that don't necessarily need it. But let's get it done now while they're in their early stages so they have the full season to develop. Now, I'm going to wait, like I said, 10 to 15 days because it is a little early, with snow on the way possibly and some cold temperatures mid to late week overnight. I don't want to do some of that damage yet. We always say, my father used to say all the time, wait till the Red Sox come back to Boston to play for real. Yeah, another joke to the fact that when are they really going to play for real? I don't know about this year, so maybe you're waiting until next year to do some pruning. But the idea is let's wait till they come back to Boston and play. So, coming soon. Anyways, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City. To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor, Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Easter. How are you? You as well.
I was calling about, you know, the packages of flowering seeds for flowering plants. I think mostly annuals.
Is it the wildflower?
Yeah. Is it too early to throw those down? I was going to clear out an area and try to get them growing.
I might wait a little bit on there. You know, Wrentham, I mean, it's a little bit warmer than where I am. Not a lot, but still a little bit warmer. I'd probably wait until, you know, 15th to the 20th of April. Let's, you know, the soil temperatures should warm up by the end of next week. We're looking for those temperatures to be about 55 degrees and for a lot of things to germinate in there. You know, especially, I understand wanting to get them down because of the fact that a lot of it is annual, and so it's only one season, and you only have so much time with it, so mm-hmm. I get it. But I would get the soil ready, get everything ready. It's just probably wait till, like, the 15th to the 20th of the month of April before I put anything down. Because, you know, a lot of those will take about 14 to 21 days to germinate. So that puts us the germination into, you know, close to May, if you were to wait to the 15th, 20th, right? Which gets closer to that last frost date. Right, so it's protecting them. Now, you can get them in there, and if it does look like we're going to have a frost later on, you know, honestly, you could put like a blanket over them, you know, just a light sheet over the top to help so that the frost doesn't settle on top of them and ruin it. But you could definitely start in about 15, 20 days.
Okay, it's an area that I have is like there's a bunch of perennials and mulch. There's you know, wood bark mulch in there and stuff like that. Should I? I was going to pull some of the perennials out because they're really getting to be too much. should I do that and put mulch down now and then in a few weeks put the seeds down, or?
Well, so the mulch is going to, you know, hold some of that moisture, hold some of the warmth in there. To put the seed down, you're going to really want to remove some of that mulch, because you don't want the mulch to, depending upon if it's like a heavy bark, you know, some of it could cover the seed and not allow the seed to pop through, right? But I see, I can understand why you want to do it, just to keep the weeds out of there, right? That's because you clean it up today, and then you wait 20 days, obviously something's going to jump in there. So if you can use like a, you know, like a composting type mulch, like an enriching mulch or something like that, I would say go for it, because it's going to benefit the soil and will help those seeds germinate later. But if we're talking like a heavy bark mulch, like a, even if, you know, not that they're not as popular anymore, but like nuggets, right? The mini nuggets, those, we don't want to go with those. We don't want to go with the thicker mulch. We want to go with a little bit lighter and something with nutrients in it. So, that's what I would do for the next couple weeks to just, cause what it's going to do is it's going to, some of that, some of those nutrients will start to leach into the soil the way we want to, and it will help enrich it, so when you do put the seeds down, it has a little bit more. So I see no problem doing it that way. Just don't do the heavy, heavy mulch.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate the phone call, John, and you enjoy the rest of your day, and happy Easter.
Okay. Thanks. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4222. 61 again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone who's just getting with us. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we'll do everything we can, as always, to help you out. And you know, for the for this Sunday, you know, hey, we had some good information out on the newsletter this week. We're back up and running. So, you know, for those who read it, you know, a lot about cucumbers. Cucumbers is a very popular vegetable. Putting the article in there, you know, really just one article this week with a lot of that info. Second article was about planting new roses and, you know, a little bit more to it, right? Now, I would say a little bit early to do some pruning on those roses, like we were saying a segment or two ago. Wait a little bit. Some of these things we can get ready. It's usually the time, right? You know, we do these newsletters ahead of time, timely information before we really can see some of the weather. You know, I don't trust the long-term forecast. But that being said, you know, it's starting to be that time where we get our roses done. But there's a lot of other things we can be doing outside, right? The one thing you should have done or should be doing is at least uncovering some of the plants that you've covered totally. Like if you used burlap on any of your, you know, evergreens or arborvitaes, or you know, covered with a, they used to have the, and I've seen it before, like the cardboard that has a little bit of a coating to it that goes over the roses, those can be taken off. I wouldn't remove the mulch and all of that around it. I'm just talking more of the covers. They've seen some of the teepees, you know, the wooden teepees that have burlap on the outside. So it's not wrapped around the plant, but it's just over the top. All of those need to be removed at this point. We don't want to remove the mulch and the leaves and all of that by any means at this point yet. You know, the roses, we're starting to get there. We're starting to be able to prune those back. You know, it's not just about cutting them back to a certain height. It's also about removing some of those small shoots to help develop the plant. Get rid of some of the sucker growth, you know, from the base of the plant. You know, what else is there to do, right? We can start getting out those patio containers. Not you know, planted, but get them out into the locations that we want to have them. Get them out there so that they're ready to go. Clean up some of the area in the shed that maybe you stored them in, or the garage. Give yourself a little bit more room. Right? And hey, there's pansies out there that are ready to go out into the yard. We've got some nice fresh spring color. Some of those can go out now. Put those in there for the time being. Oh, but our newsletter has like a, I want to say it's 25 different things that you could be doing now, right? And getting ready for this year. You know, it's a good list of things that you need to do for spring and get it done. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Some other things we could be doing, obviously a lot of seed starting this time of year. But we also want to start fertilizing and waking up our houseplants if we haven't already. You know, our houseplants kind of go dormant for parts of December, January, February. We're a day away from April, so we should be waking those houseplants up and getting them going. You know, maybe adding a little bit of fertilizer. Oh, this is a good time to do it. Shouldn't really be fertilizing houseplants during the winter months. But winter's over now. Doesn't feel like it, but winter's over. So I want you to start waking up those houseplants if you haven't already. Getting them into a sunnier area if they weren't in a good sunny area. Turning them a little bit if they've been in the same spot. Right? Allow the plant to be, you know, turned so that all sides get sun. Feels like it's a hurry up and wait time, and it is. It really is. But spring will be here. The real spring will be here soon. It's officially spring, but real spring where you can do some things is going to be here very soon. I'm seeing the yards start to green up a little bit. I'm seeing plants bud up. And it's nice to see, but we're not there yet. We are so close to really get going fully out there. But it'll be worth it in the end to wait a little bit. Don't just push it. Don't just have to get out there right away, right? I'll say it again. Said it a million times, but leave the leaves as long as possible. Leave them there. Don't just rip everything out. Do what you can to mulch later in the season. It's actually more beneficial for your plants as well. Waiting until, you know, that initial spring is over will not only benefit the pollinators, but it will benefit the plants by waiting to mulch and clean up. Because everything that's been there is going to, you know, kind of break down a little bit more. And if we really put some of that mulch down too early, when it's really super rainy, we're going to hold a lot of moisture in those areas early. Could cause some more damage that you won't see for a while, but you'll see later. So that's one thing to be thinking about when it comes to leaving the leaves and not mulching yet. Wait. Really wait if you can. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We are going to be here for the next couple hours. We got plenty of time. So if you have some questions, call us and we will do everything we can to help you out. I mentioned the newsletter, was reading a little bit about it. Go on our website at paulparent.com. You can sign up there. Right at the bottom of the homepage, there's a spot for you to do it. I do appreciate all that join, all that read it, We get a pretty good click rate, so we appreciate that. But if you haven't signed up for it, you definitely still can. There's plenty of time. Now, you know, it's a little cloudy out there. Should see the sun a little bit later. End up being a really good day. So I'm hoping that we have the 2 days of sun and warmth in a row. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Looks like we're about to hit a break here. If you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. But when we get back, more gardening questions, more information. We'll talk about some different things. So stay tuned for that. Again, one more time, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660. Oh my goodness. It just popped out of my head. 66. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I'll get back to the phone number here. I don't know why it just popped out of my head. I say it about 1,000 times a day. Anyways, I got some calls on the line. Let's get right into it. So Nathan, who's up next?
Dave's in Marblehead.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Welcome. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
My first question is preen, which I've used somewhat successfully in the past. I was wondering how soon in the spring can you start putting it down?
You can put it down now if you wanted to.
Okay.
You definitely could, and you know, be something to do before, you know, before mulching or before all of that. I would go ahead and do that very soon.
Okay, excellent. That was my main question. And the other question is, I had asked you one other time, which fertilizer you like the best? And you said, I think you said Jonathan Green as opposed to Scott's. And I was wondering why. What's the difference between Jonathan Green's that you prefer that, preferred to, let's say, Scott's four-step?
Well, so at the end of the day, any fertilizer would be good to put down. Scott's, I feel as though Scott's has turned into and has been for a number of years now a marketing company with a fertilizer company on the side. They're not about the lawn or the garden. They're not looking at the whole process. So to me, I look for a company, you know, like a Jonathan Green or a, you know, a natural alternative, right, to who's into it and looks at it and says, all right, it's not really a four-step program. It's not just this. So they really are looking at it as a fertilizer. They're not, to me, they're not looking at the whole soil as a whole, right? They've kind of just, they do a four-step program. That's it. Other companies have things for the soil. Whereas, like, a Jonathan Green has a fast-acting lime. They also have the fast-acting gypsum to help with those trapped nutrients, those types of things. I don't see that coming out of Scotts any longer. You know, any of the forward-thinking products. So that's why I would go that way. At the end of the day, if you're putting a fertilizer down, that's good. It's beneficial. But to me, I look for somebody who's a little bit more proactive in the rest of it, not just the green grass in front of you, the soil that's there, and everything around it. So that's why I have a preference over the two.
Okay. Now, the other question, you just mentioned the fast-acting lime. I've always used once a year, or maybe sometimes, the pelletized lime. If I've done that, would you switch to the fast-acting lime or just keep doing the pelletized lime?
Well, so a pelletized lime, putting it down, can take up to 6 months for it to fully work and develop into the soil. It's good if you're just keeping the pH level the same. The fast-acting lime is one that will make that you can actually help increase your pH if necessary. Now, to have, and it's never going to be perfect for a lawn, but to have a really high-level lawn, you're looking at a 6.5 pH level. And so if it's lower than that, putting that pelletized lime down is only going to keep it the same because you can only put so much down. Whereas the fast-acting lime, when you put it down, it starts working. But it's done everything in a six-week interval versus 6 months. So you can put it down again to build up that pH level a little bit more so that you can do it multiple times. Whereas a pelletized lime, once you put it down, you don't want to put more down because it's a slower release and it could end up burning.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've already put the pelletized lime down this spring, it might be, I wouldn't put like a fast acting. If you did it in the fall, you could use a fast acting lime this year and maybe wait until like the beginning of May to start it. But it could help your pH levels rise to the point where it wants to be. So just wanted to, that's my difference in the two.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave, you have a great rest of your day. All right. We're going to take a break. Phone number 855-660-4261. I remembered it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.